section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Whatever will be, will be.
The future's not ours, you see. Que sera, sera.
All right, here we go.
Sera, one of my favorite painters.
Comedy live from II Finland, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, oh dear, would you rather? Old English Fair, an interview with Stonewall Robert E. Beauregard, and a new way to walk with your co-hosts, Vitamin D, intern Heather, and me, regular hair guy Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 208 of the Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Hey, and thank you, folks, for tuning in. I know you had to push three buttons to get this on you. Well, two buttons, and you had to plug your headphones in.
Yep.
And I appreciate all that effort. We are going to enlighten you. We're going to humor you. We're going to make you feel...
Feel good?
Feel great.
Jason, feel good?
No, we're going to make you feel great.
Doctor, feel good.
We're not doing all this... We have a great guest host. We have great co-host. We have a show lineup that seems somewhat reasonably funny. And we have...
Chocolate pudding? Please, 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 please.
Vanilla pudding.
Rudy, take it!
With the pudding! Oh, don't eat the pudding,
don't
Rudy!
Don't
with
all the rape
women!
Raping on the quaaludes of the sexual healing!
The check out the episode of Bill Cosby or the Cosby Show where he makes a barbecue sauce.
Yep, heard, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a bite.
Sauce, yep.
And then he makes it and it makes women passive and horny.
Yep. And his goes to take his wife upstairs. His daughter's like, I like that barbecue sauce. And she said, no.
She got the itis.
Take it to the bone zone.
That's what they call it. The itis.
Itis.
when you get that sauce in you.
I would love to be able to stick a couple quaaludes in a girl and have my way with her.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
I'm a shock person. I like to shock people.
Shock.
Does that mean you just do it without the quaaludes? Is that what shocking people
yeah.
means?
Yeah. I just shock them.
You like electrocute them. Yeah. Okay. It's gone too far.
All right. First, she is... I don't know. It's... No words can describe... Our lovely Heather. Intern Heather.
Hey.
Hello. I have the cutest laugh.
Whoop, whoop. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, hey, hey.
It's great.
We took pictures ahead of this, so check out our cool group pictures.
Oh, yeah. We took some pictures.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, we took some pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're wearing same clothes.
Silly.
I love hanging out with you guys. This is a good time. Our guest host again this evening is not Octomom. Although he has rode the octopus.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
A while ago.
I like
back
it.
When the fair was still in town.
Oh, it was the fair. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you had sex with the octomom.
No.
Because nah. I was going to ask you, how was that?
Not
how
yet.
Was
no.
the octopussy? Is that what you're going to ask?
Nah.
Is it octopus or octopussy?
Well, that's a if James it's Bond octomom, movie. Then the reference you'd be making is octopussy. Right?
And that's a James Bond movie.
Is it?
Yes.
No, you're kidding.
I thought it was...
No, no!
You know, David Bowie was in the first... Higher. David Bowie was in the first 007 movie.
He was also in
He was also Pink Floyd.
Oh, in Pink Floyd.
Let's
right.
welcome
and
to
then
the
he
show.
Stole Pink Floyd, baby.
Right. Vitamin
Labyrinth
D.
You remind me of the babe.
Vitamin D.
What
welcome
babe?
To the, show.
The babe with the power.
What power?
The power of voodoo.
Voodoo?
You do.
What?
Do you remind me of the babe.
I have
is
no
that
idea what
Labyrinth?
That
yes,
yeah.
it is.
Molly,
a goblin babe.
Molly probably would have. She's Molly's into that. Why is this squeaking?
I saw that baby.
WD-40 is needed.
We are all buzzed.
Crying hard as babe could cry.
That's a pretty creepy movie.
Currently has no name for me to introduce him as. Only you can give him a name. Hashtag
rename Jason.
Rename Jason on Twitter, or you can write into the show at Blake at IBWIP. Here he is, just regular Jason. Fella.
Yay, Jason! I want a name of my own. I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
I am not happy that you're here, but hey, whatever.
Oh, jeez. No, look at the respect over here.
Yeah. All right, folks. Personal story time. It's time for me to
tell us about your life, Blake.
Tell you about my life. A couple episodes
ago.
Take
it close.
Jason said, you have such an exciting life. You do all kinds of stuff.
Every day.
Days later, I hit a deer with my car.
Oh.
That's something.
When are we having the cookout?
Ooh, venison.
It took off on me. I didn't hit it hard enough.
Oh, that's sweet. It's not sweet.
No, it might not be. It's injured.
It's either injured.
Just went to the forest to die.
Well, I hit it right in front of the movie theater, so I'm wondering if it was like watching.
Just got done with
Magic Mike
Jurassic World.
Magic Mike.
The last thing I can't do is watch Magic Mike XXL. That can't be my last moment.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Boom.
We're in a good situation, I think, though, Blake, because no matter what happens in our lives, good or bad, and especially if it's bad, the silver lining is that these stories are
show content. Yeah, definitely. Whenever something bad happens to me, I just go, well, show content.
Yep.
That's right.
Beautiful silver lining.
We talked about my issue with the awning when we went to Kentucky.
Yep.
So we filed a claim for that, and I have a funny story to tell about that, then I'll tell about the deer. So,
two-parter.
So, again, with the awning, I took it to the place, got the estimate for a new awning, and then there's a rubber seal that goes around my camper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just a rubber
seal to it.
That goes all the way around.
Okay.
And I have...
it was like $10, right?
No. So, the estimate for the awning was $346. And then 1 hour of labor to put it on. Okay? So it's $92. So we're looking at $450 for a new awning. Reasonable.
Yeah.
Understandable.
You say so. I'll trust your judgment.
Yeah. This rubber seal that goes around, it only comes in 40-foot rolls, which I'm going to use most of that because it's 12, you know, so a lot of that. Originally, on the quote that I was given, it was $142 just for this rubber seal, and it was 2 hours of labor, so it was another $190. And I was like, that's insanity.
Good gravy. Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's no way. And the lady's like, yes, that is way. So here's
no way.
Way. So Coleman doesn't make campers anymore. And so this guy in Iowa, when Coleman went bankrupt.
Do they make anything?
Yeah, they make tents and stuff, but they don't pop-up campers.
Was 50 Cent running Coleman?
Yes, 50 Cent was running Coleman.
They make grills?
They still make that stuff, but so this guy says, okay, well, he bought all their parts.
Smart.
Ah,
they don't make the parts anymore.
No, Monopoly. Don't.
So he can put whatever price he wants.
He's the parts man.
So I sent my estimate to
Coleman King.
State Farm. They signed a check, sent it to me electronically, no problem. Said, okay, let's make my appointment. And she goes, yeah. I called one day. She goes, yeah, this is Blake Clayton. Oh, hi.
Oh, she didn't know you were the podcasting god?
No, I don't. Yeah, she's too old.
You don't like to flaunt it?
She has one tooth in the middle. I'm not going to miss it.
One big one.
Yep. And I said, oh, that's a great way to greet your customer on the phone. She's like, I'm sorry. She goes, I just got some bad news about your part. And I go, the awning? She goes, well, two bad newses. I go, two bad newses?
It's like that, newses is even in the plural form. Right. News, what is that?
I'm sorry. Newses is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dustin.
So they delivered the awning, and it was damaged. So they had to order a new awning. But get this.
That was the first thing of the bad news.
The second thing about the bad news, this rubber seal that they quoted me at $142.
Yeah.
$350 and 2 hours of labor.
Okay, if you sleep with one tooth, can you get a discount?
No, I'm getting a 10% discount because I bought the trailer from there.
Oh, okay.
It's insane. So now I was like, I just got the check. I'm not calling State Farm and saying what you provided them was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'll call them. Needless to say, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting. So that awning, Kentucky. The damage ended up costing more than the whole trip did.
Jeez.
Wow.
That sucks.
So then I got that bad news. Then the next day, the same day, I got the news that I was denied for this house loan that I was trying to get.
Boo.
Okay, so the next morning, I hit a deer.
They come in threes, my friend.
Come in threes.
Nothing else bad is going to happen, though.
Sure. I also did not get the job I applied for. I just found that out today. But anyway, so Molly takes the car in to get an estimate for that. $2,500 of damage.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure State Farm is going to be sending me a letter saying, hey.
What are you doing over there?
What do you got going on over there? Mm-hmm. But the deer, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm sure I'm like half awake. But the corn is high, you know, and it came out of that corn. And I said this to like 3 guys at work. And this one guy, I go, I didn't even see it.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's why you hit it. Usually. And I was like, what? He's like,
if you see it, you move.
Yeah, you see it, you would have moved. And this fucking doe, man, I just always saw it. And there was shit all over my tire, and there was some hair. And like I said, so I pull over instantly.
Yeah.
First of all, to make sure like that it's either dead or it's taken off. If it's laying in the ditch squirming, I'm going to call the cops.
Don't put it in the back of your car like Tommy Boy.
Don't do that.
So I pull over, and this guy behind me, you know, I pulled off the side of the road. The guy behind me kind of comes up, and he's like, you know, you all right? And I was like, yeah, I gave him a little thumbs up. And people behind him start honking their horn like, get the fuck out of the way. And I'm like, at least the guy's...
Where the fuck are you going?
Right, exactly. I'm like, it's five o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Hey, McDonald's started serving breakfast.
Jesus. So, needless to say, my name is synonymous with the State Farm Claims Department.
Boy, that is quite the rigmarole you've gone through.
Yeah.
What does the future hold for Blake Clayton?
The hide's getting scarce. It is. It's, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
I said the hide's getting scarce and looked around. Everybody went, that was really stupid.
I thought you said something about Hodgkins.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. I didn't know what the hide's getting case means. The
hide's getting scarce.
Hide's
like, getting
scarce.
Thin. Like, this shit's about I'm about to my limit.
Can you do the voice again for the guy that you told about hitting the deer at work?
I don't remember what it was.
He said, that's why you hit it.
That's why you hit it.
And can you do it in the yeah. Stallone voice?
Sylvester Stallone.
Dustin?
Oh, wait, here. Me and
have a conversation.
We'll have a conversation. I get into work, clocking in. Oh, man, it's been a rough morning.
Yeah, what happened?
I hit a fucking deer on the way to work today.
Why did you do that? Why did you hit a deer?
I was driving, and all I saw was its face as it hit my car.
Did you eat the body? I could punch it when I'm training.
No, I didn't. It ran off into the woods.
That's too bad.
Thanks, Sylvester.
Oh,
so, okay, so also, the last part of this. So I get to work, obviously frazzled. Mm-hmm. I'm not injured. I'm frazzled. I've had a lot of negative things happen. I'm at my wit's end.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to work a 10-hour shift. And then I have to work from 6 in the morning to 4:30 at night, which is when most businesses are open. So,
right.
You know, when do I... So I go up to my boss, and I go, hey, this was on a Thursday morning. I said, I'm going to have to take tomorrow off. I hit a deer. I got to go take the car in to get. And what does he say first? What's the first thing, if you were a supervisor, what's the first thing you would say if I came to you and said, hey, I hit a deer this morning. I need to take tomorrow off. Heather, you are my supervisor. What would you say?
In the Frank Stallone voice. Or the
Frank Stallone, yeah.
His brother.
Do you have paid time off available?
Not bad.
That's close.
That was close to what it was. He said, well, you're going to get 20 points. And I'm like, what? Well,
no, it was a doe. It wasn't a buck.
Right, yeah. That's what I should have said. 20 points buck.
It was a damsel in distress.
Like, I guess that's their point system for tardiness and absentees.
Yeah. I don't know where you...
Oh, you got
your
name on the chalkboard with a check?
Yeah. No, there's a list, and they show every employee, and then it shows how many points they got for each month.
And points are a good thing, I imagine.
No, points are bad. 100 points, you get fired. And I was like... okay, well, I guess
they
I'm
just keep
have...
it right up on a board, right?
Oh,
in front
yeah,
of
right in front of it, right at the time clock.
DX.
But here's my thing. Wouldn't the first thing you say is, first
are you
of all,
okay?
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was it. And no, he was worried about these fucking points. And I'm like, you know what? I guess I'm gonna have to because I have no choice, you know. And I just walked away.
That's what's wrong with America. America is known as you know, this country with the least amount of vacation time, and it's because they just want to work and work and work us to the bone. And we don't work more hours in a day, same amount of hours, but we don't have any vacation time. And they make us feel bad for having to take vacation time and having to take time off, and that's so wrong.
Right. Well, here's my thing is, I'm working 48-hour weeks right now. Okay? Friday is the 8-hour day.
That's eight hours of overtime. More than the Alabama song.
Why do I get points off if this is overtime?
Right. Fuck yeah. That's stupid.
That's less they have to pay you.
Right,
probably
exactly.
Time and a half there?
Yeah. So about 2 hours later, I'm steaming mad. I'm sitting, you know, doing my job. We got all this stuff going on, and then I'm just like, what kind of fucking company Doesn't even say, hey, are you okay?
American company.
American. And he comes over. And he goes, I just looked. You got 4 hours of personal time. So if you just work till 10, and then you can take 4 hours personal time. And he goes, that way you don't get no points taken up. You don't get no points.
I'm like, you can't work the back half?
I'm like,
I don't know.
I would rather work the front
would
half.
Would you?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, fine, that's what I'll do. That's great. Thank you for looking that up for me, I guess. I'm supposed to say thank you. Oh, and by the way, I'm still okay. You know what I mean? And he's like,
whoa, load off my mind.
But he's like, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just, some people, they get fired if you get 100 points. And he was going on and on, like having an argument with himself. And I was just like, okay, thank you. Like, okay.
Slowly backed away while he was just right. Causing a frenzy.
Yes, thank you for letting me have my 4 hours of personal time.
Is he listening to the show right now?
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. And hey, thank you for letting me have that personal time.
Very generous.
And so I got off at 11 or 10. Molly had already taken it, and we went camping. We were in South Beloit by 4:30.
Fuck yeah!
Nice.
Fuck 'em.
Boom.
America.
That makes me feel so
America,
good.
Fuck you.
What?
America. Fuck you.
Wait, Ariana Grande over here?
Yeah.
All right, Ariana. Let's play a game.
I hate Americans.
Let's play a game. Would you rather? You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think I'll get with this, because this is where it's at. Gangsta Eli left too early.
Yeah, Gangsta Eli left too early. Okay, folks, this is my favorite game. Would you rather? Does anybody need this explained to them? No. Good. Okay. I will open the floor for questions. You ask away as many questions as you can. I will close the door. Close the door.
Proverbial door.
Proverbial door. Mm. And then after that, no questions we'll be able to ask. And we'll tally up the points, and at the end of it, we'll see who the winner is.
Good.
All right. Would you rather never be able to tell the truth to the opposite sex or only be able to have sex when listening to Michael Jackson describe his intimate experiences with children?
Ooh.
And we shall open the floor.
What volume does the Michael Jackson have to be played at?
It's probably you're listening.
Is it blaring or is it just like
no? It's
like
it's,
a murmur.
It's like the TV on.
Okay.
It's like a normal TV volume.
Okay. His intimate details with what?
Intimate details. Michael Jackson describes his intimate experiences with.
How children. Long is the audio clip? Because I need to know how many times it's going to be looped.
It's not. It's
like, is it like it's only a 5 minute clip, and if you go past 5 minutes, it's silence. Or is it 5 minutes?
You're just being generous with yourself.
And I have to keep going. Like, I have to keep listening to it.
No, you have to keep listening to it.
Okay.
And obviously,
he has a lot to say.
Obviously, there's more than one experience. Right. So you're going to have to go through all the details of every experience. And, as long as from the time you get an erection till the time you ejaculate, you have to listen to that.
Is he doing it in song or is it spoken word?
It's spoken word.
Okay.
Is
there a sick beat behind it?
Nope, yeah. Just spoken word. No sick beats.
So Quincy Jones didn't produce his...
No, it's not a song. It's him describing it. It's a kind
practically
of audiobook.
Practically him reading an autobiography.
Audiobook, yes.
So the thing for the female, it said you cannot tell the truth. Is that what it was?
You cannot tell the truth to the opposite.
So basically
sex.
You would just have to learn to speak in lies. And can you explain this to your significant other?
Oh, no. They
that would be
never
telling the
out.
Truth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that'd be telling the truth. You can never tell.
Mm. Can you tell them your name? Can you give them basic information about yourself?
Everything that you tell them is a lie.
Because otherwise you could say, like, I don't like you, but then they know that means I like
you. You can't explain it. Okay. You just have to lie.
That's lies to the opposite sex, right?
Yes,
and this includes written and verbal or only verbal?
Written, verbal, and as well as hand gestures.
Are you attracted to the opposite sex, or are you gay in this scenario?
You are attracted to the opposite sex.
Oh, damn it.
I was going to say if you're gay, you have it made.
Easy out, yeah.
What about when Michael Jackson's describing his experiences with children, is it like, does it get you in the mood? Is it erotic?
I'm so uncomfortable. That question is...
50 Shades of Carpet Squares.
I think Heather said it best.
Yeah.
Heather, what is your most erotic experience with a child?
I think the answer is just this silence that I'm
permeating
here.
That's fine.
Does he say Shamon at all at any point?
No, he does not.
Does blanket come up?
Oh, if you're
laying on your back.
If it's during, if it helps to, I mean, if it's part of one of his intimate experiences, then yeah, he talks about blanket.
I just would have thought you would have heard the intimate experiences.
Well, no, none of the. Oh, I guess I better not give too much information.
Not unless we ask for it, I'd imagine.
None of the what? What were you about to say?
Okay, I have another question.
Well, another question that I can ask.
Well,
now?
Let Heather rephrase her question.
What were you about to say?
What I was going to say is, obviously, we've never heard the detailed details of it. We just had a lot of hearsay and a lot of children who have given testimony, but we've never heard the
so
true
this
facts.
Is the absolute
am
truth.
I able to release this audio file to the public? Or am I the only
monetize.
One? And here's the thing. Can I listen to it just on headphones or earbuds and my partner not hear it?
No, you're everyone, it plays in the whole room. Whatever room you're fornicating in, that's
the whole room hears it?
Yep. So if you know.
What if I have a friend in the room? Do they have to hear it too?
People like to watch.
Wherever there's an erection until there's ejaculation, you hear it. Whoever's in the room.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's just you or anyone. Like, if someone's having sex across town, are they listening to it too, or is it just you?
It's just you. It's just
okay.
And whoever else you invite in the room.
That's right.
Octopussy.
Yeah. Get that room to max cap, and then everyone can hear Michael Jackson's exploits.
Is he specific about children in it? Does he say things like...
Does he talk about Lisa Marie?
Young one.
Yeah, or is it just...
His daughter or his mother dropped him off, or is it like, Megan, you know
you're getting
that it's
worse
a child.
Than me now.
I'm trying to think... are they distinctly aware of the fact that it's a child, or is that just something that I know about what he's talking about, and they don't know because he's not making childlike references, like she hadn't received her period yet.
With most people are aware.
Sorry,
we climbed a tree. Here is fine.
Most people are aware of the situation with Michael Jackson, so they would know. And also with the as he's describing it. It would be pretty obvious that it was a child.
I gave him juice.
I guess that's true.
So, like, if you're making time with a woman, all of a sudden Michael Jackson starts talking. The woman's like, what is that, Michael Jackson? What's he talking about?
It's like, let me turn on a mix. And then, like, just starts.
Oh, yeah. Can you drown it out with any other noise?
So then we were in my tree, and we were having fun. And I gave him some.
I know. He's very quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Like I said, it's
you people are ignorant.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to be. You and your partner are both going to. I mean, you're not going to be able to focus.
Well, you don't know that.
Does it ruin every sexual experience? Or does it enhance it?
Is that a subjective question?
That's a subjective question.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Okay. Can you play other stuff in the same...
It will. All it does will raise the level over that.
He always trumps it.
He always trumps it. But you can still...
Floor's closed.
You can still put... You can put a beat to it.
Floor's closed.
Okay.
Close the floor.
Floor's closed?
We really did not explore the other options.
I don't think we really needed to.
I don't know if there was any other exploration.
No, there really wasn't.
Yeah.
I had the one question. That was about all I needed.
I'm locked in.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Ladies first. Heather, all would right. you rather Oops. Never be able to tell the truth to Adam? I mean, the opposite sex?
Hey.
Or only be able to have sex when listening to Michael Jackson describe intimate experiences with children?
I'm going to say never be able to tell the truth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And why?
I think I would rather take the responsibility of, being the bad one, I guess, just wholly take that on. I don't want to put that, like, trauma of listening to that sort of child problems on someone else. Whereas if, like, I lied to them, like, it's a problem, but... They're not going to have, like, that reoccurring nightmare.
Okay.
I've had to listen to that.
You're sacrificing, basically, for the other person.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm treating them like shit because I'm lying to them, but...
Right. But you're saving
Been
them.
There.
Okay. All right. Dustin.
I'm going the Michael Jackson route.
Why?
Okay. Because I think, in time, it'll be awkward at first, but in time, you could drown it out and ignore it. Not with my grandma. Blake.
That's what I used to say to Blake when we first started doing it.
So,
are you revealing right now that all of our sexual partners in that scenario is a grandma?
No,
I just think
that reference by making that voice, I was saying It's awkward at first and uncomfortable at first, but eventually, good times.
Okay.
Since you're able to tell the truth, be like, look, this isn't something I enjoy. It's just something I have to do, and it's going to be weird, and if you can stick with me, eventually you won't even notice it. We'll just have to fight through it for the first couple months, but then like you won't even hear it, and we can just do our thing, and I think that's the way to go. Because I like being in a really, I'm a couple guy, and I couldn't not tell the truth all my life. All
right. Well, thank you very much. It was very sweet, very sensitive. It showed his sensitive side, which is ironic because his shirt does not look like his sensitive side.
And what's that shirt say?
It says, sex, do it for the kids.
Why not? Why not do it for them?
Yeah.
It's the same shirt I wore last week.
Right. Jason, would you rather never be able to tell the truth to the opposite sex or only be able to have sex with when listening to Michael Jackson describe his intimate experiences with children?
I don't know if it's a gender thing or not, but I'm going to side with Dustin on this and probably choose the Michael Jackson.
And why?
Shamo.
A lot of people don't know, but I actually, for a brief period in the late 90s, I was a Michael Jackson biographer, and I had like really exclusive inside knowledge of all his ongoing, so I already know a lot of what he did, and it was definitely off-putting at the time, but I don't think going forward, if I had to listen to it during sexual activity, I don't think it would bother me. So since I'm already aware of all of
that. I heard the kid is not his son.
That's true. They say it is, but yeah. You know, he's not the one. So I side with that. I go Michael Jackson. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys are both dads and you said that.
Well, now you know a little bit more about us.
There you go.
Ironically, mm-hmm. Dustin did ask the one major question.
Shimon.
Yeah. He threw out so many questions that one got skipped over. Okay. The correct answer is only be able to have sex while listening to Michael Jackson, but not for the reasons that you two gave.
Yeah.
The correct answer, again, Michael Jackson describing his intimate experiences with children.
Yeah.
You want to pick that one because you would then transcribe that.
Yeah.
And you would publish it, and you would make millions and millions of dollars.
I meant that too. So.
So Dustin, Jason,
yep. Yeah,
you're the winners.
Oh, yeah.
Bam, up top.
So I'm going to try to use someone's sexual exploits to make money.
Hey, you know what?
You're a bad loser.
She probably won't have a problem alone. If you're like, if you can suffer through this, we're
people
set.
People shouldn't have to.
I did like your explanation said, hey, this is going to be...
Yeah, it's going to be incredibly awkward for a while. But
let's see.
Once I can maintain an erection while he's talking about diddling a kid, you know, we'll be good to go.
Whoa. Is that the exploits? Whoa.
Yeah, probably.
Two, four.
Way off,
two, four.
That was Would You Rather.
All right, well, after that...
That's so abrupt.
I need a bit of a palate cleanser. So how about
a palate cleanser?
I'm with you. All right. So why don't we listen to a song from a band that was actually just in town? They were at the Twisted Spoke a few days ago. So here is a song called "Thistle and Thorns" from the Hangdog Hearts.
All right. Here we go.
I made an IBWIP stencil that I wear every day. What are you doing?
He's getting itchy fingers.
What Sorry, the? I forgot we had.
He's this diddling is, this his is
a
panel.
Tag. We've never done a mystery tag before. Sorry.
I made an IBWIP. What the fuck? 3, 2, 1. IBWIP.
Barber chop.
I made an IBWIP stencil that I wear every day on my bare chest when I am catching some sweet, sweet rays. Sure, now I have skin cancer, but I mean, come on. Check out this killer IBWIP tan line.
I ain't no devil's son, but I've seen the things to come, and men bring me their bread and gold, and women bring me their daughters to hold. Thank you. From your lips to the side of your head, syllables that whisper the truth about where I stand with you. And how my heart's come undone, but still burns with the sun.
For me.
Whoa.
Welcome back to the show. This is hashtag renamed Jason. Welcome back to IBWIP. This is my favorite part of the show.
It doesn't sound like it. It always sounds like you're just winded. You're just trying to get through it. There's no excitement.
There's no gusto?
No, there's no gusto. Gusto gone.
Okay, hold on.
Gusto left with your hair.
Okay, hold on, yeah.
All right, and I'm gonna snip it right here. Right here, go.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is hashtag renamed Jason coming back to you with IBWIP. It's my favorite part of the show, everybody. This is where we just kick back, relax, and listen to a few rockin' tunes and speak openly and candidly about ways our listener can contact the show. Blake, if you had to name, say, two different outlets in which folks can subscribe to our show, just like Dave Matthews, what would you say?
How they can subscribe?
How can they subscribe
iTunes?
To this show?
What would you say?
Don't cut my lifeline like a doggy on a string.
So that's right. Those are the two ways to subscribe to the show.
Let me empty my RV toilet over your bridge.
So iTunes, and what else would you say, Blake?
Hey, Stitcher Smart Radio.
You're goddamn right.
Bam.
I would also venture to say YouTube. You can subscribe to our show on YouTube as well.
You need to subscribe to our YouTube. It's been laying dormant. We recently released
what was that?
Heather's
tampon talk.
Kiss tampon.
Kiss tampon. Segment, a little bit, and we also are in the process, or have already released the Locks of Love, Jason Death.
That's right. The death
the
of
hair
me.
Removal.
Uh huh. And Heather, you've
not
all, you,
all his body hair. Don't get excited.
Let's say
YouTube
that for a different
will
show.
Not allow those kind of videos. We'll have
that's
to go.
That's a lot of love.
We'll have to go to a different red tube
red
for
tube.
That.
We're going to test the integrity of our blurring mechanisms on our computer. And Heather, you always have wonderful news stories and great ideas for the show. How do you go about sending that information to Blake?
How do I go about sending that information
to Blake?
Yeah,
like if you want
I send it to his
Blake.
Email, blake@ibwip.com.
You're goddamn right. That's wonderful. Dustin, and say by some act of God, you were transformed into a canine, not the tooth, and wanted to check out photos of other dogs. Where in the IBWIP social media cavalcade would you turn?
I'd probably go to Instagram.
That's exactly right. Wow. What a truthful and informative between-song conversation this has been.
Very good.
Is that better?
That's a lot better.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, don't forget our sponsor, Shocker E-Liquid, and... Rocky Top Vapor, why don't you sing us a little
Two in the pink and one in the stink. That's called the shocker. Yeah.
Not only can you call it the shocker, but you can also get...
With a drippy pinky.
drippy pinky. You can also get 20% off your order on either one of those websites, rockytopvapor.com or Shocker E-Liquid, by using promo code IBWIP20.
Maybe they flip.
These companies said, hey, Blake, we love what you guys are doing. You love our juice. Let's make magic happen. And we're trying to make magic happen. So if you're in the line for, if you're in the mood or in the
David Blaine
hunt for some, if you're in the David Blaine for some new juice, definitely check out RockyTopVapor.com and Shocker E Liquid.
Good old Rocky Top.
We've got all
Rocky
sorts
Top
of discounts.
Rocky Top
E Liquid.
No, Rocky Top Vapor
juice.
Rocky Top.
You gotta have
vapor.
The syllables right.
Well, see, the thing is,
Tennessee vapor juice.
Well, no, because they
e liquid. They both fit phonetically.
Right, but it's two different things.
Okay. Like Rocky Top vapor.
There you go, Rocky Top. Vapor you'll stuff. Always be my favorite vapor. Good old Rocky Top vapor. RockyTopVapor.com.
There you go.
What's your
point? Hey, they don't pay me.
We're trying.
They don't pay me.
Hey, man, I'm not Weird Al.
Yeah.
Hey, Nong Man.
I didn't. Hey, Nong Man. Listen to you. Hey, and also check out iTunes with our new podcast from IBWIP Productions, which Heather wanted to name it Podcasting God Productions. But
I think it was a good name.
PGP? I'm down with PGP.
Yeah, you know me. check it out for the song Inside and Out. That's where we find your favorite artists and your favorite songs and ask them about those songs inside and out. We go in depth. We have had interviews with the likes of James Honeycutt, Josh Morningstar,
James
Lou
Hetfield.
Shields.
No.
No, James Hetfield.
No, I'm sorry.
And Ray Vietti from the Harm Brothers.
Are those all their real names?
Yeah.
Those are like the cool... Those guys were destined to be rock stars. Those are the coolest names.
I know.
That's why I run a record store and I'm not a musician.
Right. I do podcast. My name is Blake Clayton.
Heard the amount inside, overlooking all the years. Heard be one of the first to see Jesus Christ without his beard. And every step in the store.
We were engulfed in discussions. We don't want intern Heather to be homeless. We are talking
hashtag
about
House Heather.
House Heather in the Blono area.
Blono. Yeah,
Blono.
Like,
no blow. Blono.
Blono. Blono. Roommates.
Yeah,
anyway.
I will not be housed for blows. So
that was old,
don't think that that's what's going to happen.
That was All the Glory from the Harm Brothers. We during the songs, we were having a discussion. I have my Shocker E-Liquid t-shirt on.
Yep.
Dustin got his today.
Yes, I did.
And
I've been waiting a month.
We were
for
discussing
it.
We were discussing the design,
yep,
and the dripping and what finger the dripping was.
It did not sit right with me.
And Dustin has a big problem with it. So, folks, if you don't want to hear about this part, just fast forward to 30 seconds.
It's going to take longer than 30 seconds. You're going to talk about my grandma.
Yeah.
30
seconds when? Right? Well, 30 seconds.
Hold on.
Just now.
Okay.
She's
got to
get rid of the cat
now.
Photos on
all
her
all
right,
phone.
So Dustin, explain why you're concerned about the
okay,
logo.
Because the pinky has what looks to be residue dripping off of it, and the pinky normally goes in the stinky. So the two fingers are what should be wet, not the pinky, at least from my experience. So I'm inquisitive as to whether it's inverted, and they're only putting the pinky in the normal hole and the two fingers in the stinky. That's my problem.
All why right. does the stinky have to be not wet?
I'm just saying, yeah, because you would associate wetness and liquid dripping from a finger that was put in there with stuff that you would not want involved unless you
30.
Were German.
That was 30 seconds.
That was 30. And Scheisse. Welcome back, everybody.
Something to sleep on.
There you go.
So, Rocky Top Vapor, Shocker E-Liquid, please, first of all, email us and let us know the
hashtag, why is my pinky wet?
Hashtag, why is my pinky wet?
Drippy.
Also, I'm running out of juice. And use promo code IBWIP20 at ShockerEliquid.com.
What's your favorite liquid from them?
It's this. What's that berry? What's that berry called?
Aki Aki.
That berry is called
the Aki
Aci.
Aki Aki.
I can never pronounce it.
Oh, acai berry.
Yeah, acai berry. That's my favorite.
The acai berry and mixed fruit.
It's my favorite one right now.
Is it really?
Fruit.
Yeah. Well, you know it's really good for you, but it's expensive as fuck if you want to buy it in the juice.
But
like
not
$10.
But
not if you want to smoke it.
Not if you want to vape it. You want to vape
I
it.
I corrected myself.
You go to RockyTopVapor.com and get 20% off.
Do you get
do
the
I,
health benefits?
IBWIP20?
That's correct.
Oh.
Correct.
Slam dunk.
Slam dunk. All right, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag rename Jason.
Yeah.
You recently went to the Old English Fair. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about it?
I go there every year. It's
oh,
the Old
hello.
English Fair. Hello to you, good sir.
Okay, so for the rest of this, you guys will have to talk about
that. Oh, how delightful.
That won't be a problem.
Such a dastardly
I did kind of, yeah.
I did kind of drop into that. I have to do a British. Now I'm sounding more like a
Hugh Grant.
I will do my Michael Caine impression to talk about the Old English Fair.
How was it?
Not bad. I take my daughter to do fun activities each weekend throughout the summer.
Good night,
the
you
summer,
kings
the
of a new week. I am Batman.
Yeah, that was very fun. And you know what? Someday we may interview Michael Caine. Who's to
oh,
say?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Who's to say if
so
we will do that or not?
So many questions.
But there, honestly, Central Illinois has so much to offer, and I like to take advantage of that. Blake, you all right?
It's Blake that Aki-Aki
is
berry.
It's pre, doubled over.
It's pre October 2014 right in here.
The color of a woman with a hot flash.
That's right. Yeah, that's the last time I made a cigarette, right? October of 2014.
October. It was October 15th of 2014. So it's almost coming up on a year.
The Ides of Oct. Very good. So anyway, every year that's on the calendar. Go to the Old English Fair. It's out at Wildlife Prairie Park, and throughout the state of Illinois, I'm sure there are several fairs
sure.
like
did
this.
Did it used to be a Jubilee, or was that
it
the...
It did.
Okay, and I went to it once, and that's where it was.
Our fabled governor, Rob Blagojevich, the man with a ferret on his head, I think he cut state funding a few years back, and so it went out of that state park
mm-hmm.
and then went to Wildlife Prairie Park, which I don't know if that's privately funded.
Are the bobcats...
Yeah, it's an individual.
Do they dress up the buffalo and the bobcats?
I saw the buffalo. They did not dress them up.
I would totally go if they were wearing like knight in shining armor.
The buffaloes look weird gear. The way they are. Have you ever been up close to one?
They're all patchy. Their fur's all patchy.
They're Apaches, right? They're native of this. They're Native American. I got the pet one. It was real weird.
The buffalo?
It was like in this cage.
Tatanka?
And its head, Tatanka had its head sticking out, and it had segmented eyes. It looked like big marbles that were kind of like coming out of the skull. Like,
okay.
Like if I could take a pin and just pop them.
No!
I did.
Like a pug?
No, I did. Dog. I'm sorry. I actually did. But it was very odd to have these big. Anyway, Old English Fair, every year we go there. It's now the Wildlife Prairie Park. Usually it's boiling hot. This year is actually pretty good.
Yeah. Did it rain?
Not while I was there.
What kind of stuff happened?
Was there mead and turkey legs for everyone?
There was a line 90 minutes long. We didn't wait in it.
Yeah.
Very unorganized. All the money left on the table for a 90-minute wait? What if that was more efficient?
It's because the beer wenches have the cleavage, like, cinched up.
Bang out. Yeah. Hashtag nanny. Anyway, yeah, you go out there and you see sword fighting, you see jousting, there are horseback rides, you can throw knives and hatchets and throwing stars, there's an archery range.
Sick, yeah.
There's really cool little
stuff
tents.
For kids.
And I did. I had my daughter throw the throwing star. I took her and her friend out there, and it's always a good time. And I every time you go to an event like this, even at carnivals, like you always make fun of carnies, but you know they're kind of dirt bags.
Carnies are gross. These people just are in character and
eccentric.
Yeah, and they're having fun, you know.
It's a combination.
They're like LARPs. They're like LARPs.
Yeah, it's basically it's like all day LARPing. Like they will speak in "Good day, sir." You know, as like they walk by and stuff to you and like "Have a good morrow" and whatnot. But yeah, it's
like you're missing a syllable.
Yeah.
It's
God.
It's a combination. You have the people that they hire to come in and do these specialized events like the jousting, which is serious business. Yeah, I know what you're doing. And then you have like local eccentrics that come out there and they dress up or they run little booths.
They got their chainmail on.
Exactly. They really do.
So hot.
But it's funny though because some of these things
like you get excited very like sexy. Oh I got the vapors like oh man
they keep it real
a man in chainmail
I love a man in chainmail I just want to take a magnet up to him
oh shit but
come over here
you go out there and it's funny because these people the parts that do travel around the people that travel on for some of the specific more high end stuff you have complete faith in what they're doing. But these guys are just like carnies. They're just like carnies. Right. They're these dirty, sweaty old guys. And just because they look the part, like they leave and they still have the scraggly and the long. It's just funny that we put so much trust in these guys walking our kids around in a horse or teaching them how to throw a hatchet. But they're like they're like gypsies, right?
Yeah.
They're just like dirty, damn dirty.
Irish travelers.
Irish travelers.
They do not like the G word.
Oh, geez, they don't. That,
gypsy
is that
a weird
slang?
Connotation because it is like people who stay in groups, and there's people who specifically identify themselves as gypsies. And
is that
actually,
slang?
They tend to be like, people self-identify themselves as gypsies. They have like a group in Europe, and it tends to be like a group that lives in like a trailered park or like a mobile home type area, and they all live on the same area, like the same grounds and everything. Mm.
But is it slang to just say gypsy in general?
It's like a
derogatory.
Frowned upon
derogatory,
because
go.
My ex-wife, they had some in their like lineage or family members and stuff. They did not talk about
it.
Why can't
we say stuff. Gypsy?
I don't know. It's like
I want to say
midget,
gypsy still.
Yeah, like midget and you know the N word. Like you got to
throw
the G word.
I want to say the
N word.
God, I want to say the N word so bad.
I think the gypsy
Nutmeg.
Really refers to a group that stays together and is nomadic and goes around and goes from different area to different area. So I would think it would be accurate to consider carnies in a sort of form of gypsy. They are a family in and of themselves.
As long as you're
themselves.
Okay with it, I'm okay with
if
it.
If I'm okay with it, then
if you want to learn more about it,
probably okay with it.
Look up, there was a TV show on FX called The Riches that had Eddie Izzard and Minnie Driver in it.
I'm writing it down.
So good.
And
so
it was,
good, dude.
It was great. It only lasted 2 seasons. I was so pissed when it got canceled. But it was fantastic, and it was about an Irish traveler family.
The Riches?
And they fit in the suburbs and stuff.
Okay.
And it looks like you're just scribbling to me.
That's,
but
you know, that makes sense.
That's,
the scribbles make sense
just
to
your
me.
Handwriting.
That's
so
just my handwriting.
If you need to borrow the DVDs, I own them. I will consult your local lending library.
Am I showing that much interest that you would provide the DVDs for me?
I don't know. You got a haircut.
It's a good show, though.
You,
really
you got a haircut. You have a lot of free time.
That's
you're not brushing your hair every night.
Brushing and washing.
Do you guys ever go to the Old English Fairs?
Molly and Eli went this year.
We missed them out there.
Yeah,
apparently. Did they have a good time?
Yeah, they had a good time. It seemed. Molly said everything seemed rather pricey.
Yeah.
Those... she was excited to see some performing rats and a lady.
Yeah.
It was they were performing rats, and then the
sounds like a nightmare.
The circus leader was a Siamese cat.
I did not see that at all.
She had a very skimpy red outfit on.
If there's rats involved, I ain't.
You don't
no.
like that?
What? Not even for why a skimpy Siamese cat?
Let's dig into that.
No. The lady had a skimpy outfit on. The Siamese cat.
But she was dressed like
the
a Siamese cat.
The lady could be naked.
Oh, she had a Siamese cat worse, with right? her.
No, yeah.
I thought she was dressed as a Siamese
she
cat.
Could be
as a
stacked and naked.
Lady.
If she's got rats, I got no interest.
What is up? You don't like rats?
I don't like rats.
Why?
I don't like rodents. Period.
Why? What's the where that stem from?
I just do not like them.
They're really hard to get rid of too. Like yeah, even people like, want to take them.
Spiders don't bother me. Snakes, not really.
Is it because you're worried about them imprinting on you?
Yeah, I just am not a fan. I had to set mouse
stay
traps
with them forever.
In my apartment once, and it just ugh. I hated it. I could hear them like scratching in my cupboards while I was sleeping.
In your cupboards?
Yeah.
I don't feel that way about rats, but I did have the exact same thing happen.
I didn't have rats in my apartment. It was just mice, but I don't like them either.
We captured a praying mantis, and we just had it in our kitchen, and we had it in like a thing it was never going to get out of. And I had nightmares that this thing was going to come fucking flying in my bedroom.
The mantis?
Yeah, and we had spoiled milk at the same time, so I think I associated that smell with this praying mantis, and I was
so
just like,
weird.
Oh, this is awful. It's going to come and get me or something.
Isn't that weird how the mind connects those things?
Praying mantises smelled like spoiled milk.
Yeah.
You learn something new every episode of IBWIP. There you go.
I would the say more you know.
Go to the Old English Fair. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to the Old English Fair right now.
Right now? Okay.
Right now?
Yeah.
A one-man fair?
One-man fair.
One-man fair. Yeah. Hey.
I'm going to go.
Little kids.
He's going to go ride a buffalo.
Is the Old English Fair going to come here, or are we going to go to the Old English Fair?
No, we're staying here.
I want a turkey leg.
He'll bring you one back. Just holler at
him. Better.
Make sure.
Turkey leg.
Yeah.
Why are you still talking? You're not even here.
I'm gone.
Bye, Jason.
Bye,
Jason. So glad you leave every other episode. All right, folks. Well, we obviously election time is a lot closer than we think it is.
It's next year, and
it's
I'm very excited
year.
About it.
And I knew you would be, and I thought, who's the perfect guest to have on at this time? Because you're hearing about Hillary, you're hearing about Donald Trump,
Bernie Sanders,
Barry Sanders,
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes. You're starting to hear names, and you're starting to see the momentum, and you know they're starting to
feel the burn. Is that what people are?
Oh,
really
fuck
saying?
Yeah, dude! Buy the T-shirt.
That sounds
so. We have a special guest here with us. It's Mr. Stonewall Robert E. Beauregard. I think it's Beauregard.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Beauregard, like the guy on the Muppets.
Is that
That's
correct?
Right. That's Beauregard. Right. It's Stonewall. You can call me Stonewall if you like. But Beauregard is correct. Yeah, I'm from the South, and that is a Southern Louisiana lineage.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Stonewall. What brings you here? I mean, obviously, you're on the campaign trail.
I'm on the campaign trail. That is right, sir. And you are Blake Clayton of IBWIP.
That's
is that
correct.
Right?
That is correct.
Oh, thanks for knowing that.
And you, ma'am, you are intern Heather. Is that right?
Yes.
And you are vitamin D. Is that right, sir?
Yep.
That's what it takes to be a politician, y'all. It takes knowing people, making connections, remembering names, putting smiles on faces, kissing babies, rubbing bellies, smacking asses, and getting them votes.
Okay, there's a few problems with what I have
smacking
to say.
Smacking asses and getting them votes.
Smack that, put it on the floor. Smack that.
Smack
give,
that.
Give
so
me some more.
So you're a candidate, and what do
I'm
you stand for?
I'm a presidential candidate.
What do you stand for?
What don't I stand for? I've got opinions on every single issue there is.
So what are you running for?
I'm running for president of the United States. I represent Muscle Shores, Alabama, 32nd District.
Oh, Muscle Shores.
Muscle Shoals, that's right.
Shores or Shoals?
Shores.
Okay. That's a new one.
We're right there on the Tennessee River across the way from Florence. And I've been representing this. I'm in my second term.
Oh, wow.
And of what?
Of being in that district. I represent that district as a congressman for the state of Alabama.
Okay.
And now I've making the leap. I am a bit of an up-and-comer in my party, which is not affiliated with Democrats.
Oh,
it is not affiliated
Republican.
With Republicans.
Oh,
no,
it's not,
I'm an independent party, sir.
Independent?
Yes, sir.
Tea Party?
Brave move.
I'm not a Tea Party, no. We are an independent circuit.
No, I was just asking if you wanted to have a
I
tea
would
party.
Love to have a Tea Party with you, sir.
Do you have a name for your
we do.
Group?
We do. Would you like to hear the name that for the group that you're inquiring about?
Of course.
We are known as the Lackadaisies. Now, at one time we were known as the Naysayers, and we were known as the Outcast featuring Andre 3000. But,
oh, damn it.
That'd have been awesome.
But we are the Lackadaisies right now. That is our name, and that is the party that I represent.
And what does that mean?
Lackadaisy? Yeah. It just means...
Sounds kind of hippie-ish, if you ask me.
It's footloose and fancy-free, I guess I would describe it as. But, you know, we do listen to the American people. I've got what their best interest is in my heart, and I'm going to make that policy throughout this great land. And once I make that known, all my policies known, you will vote for me. I will secure your vote, Vitamin D. I will secure your vote, Intern Heather. And you are Blake Clayton, the podcast, and goddammit, I'm going to get your vote as well.
We'll see how it goes. Heather, you seem to be chomping at the bit. You're a very political person. You're very outgoing, outspoken.
I follow her on Facebook. She's got a lot to say.
She does. She's looking for a roommate as well, too.
I can help you with that.
Yeah, a roommate at home. Specifically at home. Home.
The Odd Couple put you guys in.
I can't pay more than $1,400 a month, I tell you right now.
Okay, no so chance. Now, right now, there's a lot of controversy.
Always.
Gun control is always relevant.
Always.
But the Confederate flag has been one that's recent. And another one is women being stay-at-home wives.
Women. Stay-at-home. Keep them at home. That's right.
And and that's one of the things that you're really focused on. You don't want them working, right?
No. When you have the union of a man and a woman to produce a child, it is only natural that the woman stay home and take care of that child. The baby needs the mother more than anything else in this world. It gravitates towards the mother. If the father leaves, it does damage to the baby, but not near as enough as if the mama leaves. So you got to have that mom at home with that child. Okay. That is one of my many platforms.
All right.
So what if your family is only making a certain amount of income, and without the mother working, you're not even going to be able to support the family?
Well,
and
I don't,
so you're going to be living in poverty and not able to pay your bills.
You have to grab, you have to take both your hands and you bend over and you grab your bootstraps and you pull them straight up to the
top.
What the fuck
does that mean?
Bootstraps. You ever heard
no,
of bootstraps?
No, that doesn't make any. No,
fired up.
What is bootstraps?
I am a real person talking about real issues, and you should be upset.
Yeah.
The bootstraps are pieces of leather that are attached to everyone's footwear, by which you do grab them with each one of your hands on the respective foot, and you pull yourself up by them to work hard. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Vitamin D, Dustin, for showing us your footwear. Look at those straps. Put a hand,
not
put
even,
your left hand.
Not nary a strap seen on that
nary
shoe.
Nary a strap. Well,
nary even a shoelace
nary.
Seen on that shoe.
Negatory good buddy.
Nary, nary.
Why you bugging? Mary, Mary.
So Stonewall,
I need your vote, Mary.
No, Stonewall. Okay, so you've explained that you are okay with
DMC.
You want women to stay at home.
They should.
What,
be at
what's
home.
Your What's your platform that you're actually running on? Is that the platform just that women should stay at home? Is that it? What else do you vote? What would you do?
I like
as the
a woman that has a job.
Hell yeah!
I haven't
Fuck
really
yeah,
dated
dude.
Any
Fuck
unemployed
yeah,
women. You know, it's usually,
you ever go to a Mudvayne concert?
Being a stay at home mom is a beautiful thing, and people who have to do it and
finally we
want
agree.
To do it definitely should do
grade
it.
Grade A. You're a grade A. Look.
Well, I know I'm grade A, but it's not because I stay at home with my children because I don't have any. And I probably wouldn't if I had any. So what are you going to say to me when
I
have
would say
children
that
and I don't stay at home with
if
them?
If you are barren, this is not the format in which to complain about it.
But if I have children and I don't stay at home with them, then what are you going
to
say to me?
I would say that you need to find yourself a good man that can make a good living for you and your child.
So you're implying that the man that I have is not a good man.
Well, in your scenario, you didn't...
I'm not a good man. I've dated two women that have master's degrees, and I only have a bachelor's.
And you're not dating them anymore, so they're
well,
smarter
no,
than you.
I am.
Oh, okay.
Has nothing to do. Difference of opinion.
She might
That's
be going for a doctorate.
Oh,
look,
yeah.
we can argue this to death if you want, and I am prepared to die for this cause. But if you want to talk about abortion or Confederate flags or homosexuality... any of those things, education. What are some other hot button issues, Blake?
Tacos.
I will debate you to death over tacos.
Let's go
that
back.
That makes
to
me think of immigration.
Okay, let's stay there then. Immigration, tacos. What is
Taco
your
Taco Supreme?
Taco Supreme. So that's when a whole family comes over.
That's when you have a whole family migrating north illegally from the great country of Mexico. A whole family. That is a Taco Supreme. And what you want to do is you want to send that back in the drive-thru and say, no mas, no gracias, all right?
De nada.
You don't, que nada. You don't want one taco coming over.
Do you agree
illegally.
With Donald Trump's statements that he's made on immigration?
Donald Trump is a man with mighty bootstraps. You can see from his bank account and his wealth and
no,
his
say
business,
what?
His...
Do you agree with what he said?
Yes, I do agree with what he said. I
you
will,
agree
I,
with the words that came out of his daughter? Mouth about how they're rapists and
oh,
how they
I thought you
bad
meant,
people?
I thought you meant his storied words from the television show The Apprentice, You're Fired, in which a case I do agree with that.
You're
sometimes
fired.
People should be fired.
You're
now,
fired.
Which statements are you talking about?
I'm talking about the statements in which he said that people coming from Mexico are murderers, and they're not good people, and they're rapists, oh, and some of them might be good people. Do you agree with that? That they're rapists?
Sure.
That's their, it's their bad people that are coming
right.
from Mexico?
From what I know about Mexico, it is a culture of rapists, it is a culture of tacos and taco supremes, and it is a culture of hatred and anger. And to bring that north to these great United States of America is far beyond my reach. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to need the help of Congress. I'm going to need the help of the Senate. And the good American people, just like you, to help me keep those people down there, to build that fence. That is one issue that Mr. Donald Trump and I agree full hauler.
Hold on. Okay. You think that the people should... I'm sorry. Keep going. You go, Blake.
I'm sorry. Step back. Take a drink.
I'm here to garner support.
Okay. So you just spoke about how you need the help of Congress. And
right.
You know, you can't make a difference by yourself. Even as president, you can't
That's
make
right.
a complete difference. But how do you plan on getting... You know, the Democrats, the Republicans, everybody to work with you if you become president. Because you can become president in a popularity contest, I guess. You can become president and you can want to do all kinds of things. But without Senate and Congress to help you and back you, you're not. So how do you propose?
Yeah, what are you promising to the public?
Well, I'm promising from the public many things, and we can get to that in just a moment. But I tell you, being from Muscle Shoals, I have a great number of supporters down there and all across the South. And once those people put their votes in, I will be the next president of the United States of America. And at that time, I will garner a cabinet of my own choosing that will help me work with Congress and Senate to pass all these bills.
You think that you have enough votes right now to win?
There are so many. Well, I'm sorry? I've got a super PAC. Is that what you said?
No, I just said Roll Tide. I
Roll Tide. Roll Tide. I mean, that's why
I'm voting
for
him. He's got the whole Alabama contingency.
Yeah, so you're a part of Citizens United then?
I am not a part of Citizens United. I was my transcript and my application was denied.
What's your super PAC?
Citizens and Individuality.
I don't even think we need to talk about your super PAC. I don't want to even put your super PAC on our show. To have anyone be able to.
That's fair. All that information and much more can be found right on my website.
Super PAC? That sounds like
a
wrestling
super
thing.
Super PAC is something that people can donate money
political action.
To political campaigns, and they can donate as much money as they want.
That's right.
And they can put it under any name they want.
That's
and
right.
It's what goes toward individual candidates, and mm-hmm. Citizens United is the group that most candidates use. But, I mean, the money that they receive then goes into ads, goes into all their campaign, goes into their flights for all those campaigns, and that's how big business can take down individual candidates.
Intern Heather, I would like to have a conversation with you.
Intern
off
Heather is
no, what is it?
Intern Heather is way too smart for
fired
this show.
Up.
Fired up.
Heather, I'm
fired
looking for
up.
A political campaign advisor, someone to head up all of my publicity. I
Don't
think
do
you
it.
Are I think you are that person.
Don't do it.
He's not the enemy. He's from
I mean, the problem that I have with you, Stonewall, aside from everything that you've
Please,
told me
Please,
call
me Stonewall.
I mean, it's what's in quotes, so I assume that's what you go by. What do you go by?
Well, my Christian name...
Should I call you Mr. Beauregard? I guess that's
my
the...
Christian name is Robert E. Beauregard. It's one of the most southern names.
Well, I'm not a Christian, so what do you want me to call you?
Well, is your name not considered a Christian name? Did your father not give you a Christian name?
I have a name. No, what
right.
is your name?
My name, my Christian name... Robert E. Beauregard.
What does the E stand for?
Okay, so, yeah.
It doesn't stand for anything.
Exactly. No, what do you stand for? What do you stand for? You should understand what that question means.
I stand for things, not
What do you stand for?
Hey, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Well, that's exactly right.
Stand for what you believe.
Stand.
Brett Michaels said it.
Stand in the place where you live, just like Michael Stipe once said.
Michael Stipe, you know, good old southern boy from Athens, Georgia.
I knew you were from the South. I could smell it on you.
I don't know what that means. Question. I did eat some pork this weekend.
Stand in the place where you live.
Question. Bob Wayne.
Batman.
No. we've been through this. Bob Wayne had a song called Everything's Legal in Alabama.
Right. He ain't wrong.
And are you wanting then to...
Small government.
to you want to expand that over the whole United States, so he'll have to change the song to Everything's Legal in the United States?
My entire platform is based on Bob Wayne's song about everything being legal in Alabama. That is correct. I play that at all my campaign rallies, and it is the platform that I run on, is that everything is legal in Alabama, and once I become the president of the United States, it will be that way across the entire country.
Okay. All right, Heather, why don't you go ahead and your next question, I'm sure.
I was wondering what your promises to the public were. You mentioned that you had them. I said I asked her earlier.
Okay, my promises to the public. All right, well, let's run down a couple hot-button issues. Abortion, Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
First 30 days in office, overturn.
Overall, no abortion, nothing at all?
Well,
in the first 30 days.
Or are you just denying?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah,
or is
that
the first 30 days of pregnancy?
Accidental insemination is the exception.
So that means that means rape is okay?
The accidental
proclamation. Because technically the woman,
No, I'm talking about if it's done in a lab. If there's some, like, we've all seen the television show on CW, Jane the Virgin. She was accidentally inseminated.
Yep.
Have you guys seen this? Okay.
So she's the one exception.
Yep. And she's probably Mexican, so it probably won't count.
She's not
an illegal American.
That's right.
She came in a Taco Supreme.
That's right. She came in a Taco Supreme, extra sour cream, and she was she was inseminated.
So how do you? I mean, I hate to interrupt you, but how do you think that the American public is going to be okay with
they
that?
Are behind
the majority of people. Are against abortion.
The majority of voters.
For abortion.
The majority of voters.
Especially in specific situations.
Right.
Hold on. The majority of voters, who are the other people?
So many people are disenchanted that they don't get off their asses. They're registered to vote, but they don't get off their asses to vote. Well, I'm gathering those forces together. My collective, my followers, will vote for me in troves like you've never seen before.
Who are those troves?
Beauregard's boosters.
Hey,
well,
what demographics are you really pandering to?
White males,
grandmas.
White females from the age of 18 to 99.
White females from the age of 18 to 99.
Right.
So you're pretty much going to knock out white females from 18 to 30 because they're already known to support abortion.
The ones that vote. You're absolutely right. But I'm going to get the ones that
don't vote. Let's be honest. How many of them have probably gotten an abortion at some point?
The people who have voted to keep it legal have gotten abortions. They made it clear.
But you don't think the people who have gotten abortions,
not
women who have gotten abortions, haven't voted?
No,
you
not
don't
one
think
of them.
Any of them.
I don't think any of this. I know all of this to be true.
Okay, it's getting very, very heated.
It's too deep. I'm sorry.
She is in deep.
Don't be sorry at all, Heather. That's why we have you here. That's why you're a correspondent. That's why you're this is why you're here to help me. This is why Stonewall is here.
People are going to be talking about this. It's going to be your face and my face on USA Today tomorrow. People are going to be talking
about USA Today tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you meant the other.
Yeah, that's their sister publication, USA Today Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. USATodayTomorrow.com.
Right.
Mañana.
No. I don't think so.
A big part of running for president in the campaign trail, so to speak, is you know, going to the people and where are some of the hot spots that you think that you need to visit to really gain momentum?
Juarez.
I will stay clear of Juarez. Thank you. That is part of a neighboring country that doesn't have the right to vote for the American president. So I will stay clear. I'm going to be heading to New Orleans. I'm going to be heading down to Shreveport. You can find this old fella.
Oh, so you're just going to stick in Louisiana?
I will, and then I'll go to Beaumont.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you like True Blood? Do you like True Blood at all? Because it sounds like you're just going to True Blood cities.
And then I'll go to True Blood. And then I'll go to Atlanta.
I think you should probably venture a little farther north.
And I'll be going to Biloxi.
Okay.
You can find me in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Heading on over to Raleigh. Back down to Tampa. Going over to Tallahassee.
Okay. So
heading to Little Rock.
Nowhere near.
Gonna circle back around?
So you're not gonna
hit Shreveport again.
You're not gonna go to any of the northern
states.
Yeah,
not gonna go to Boston.
Well, that's where I'm gonna garner
Baltimore.
Oh, I'll be heading up there next.
Once
I've garnered enough support down there, I will have a legion of fans following.
A legion?
We'll have an open legion on my skin following Mr. Stonewall, Robert E. Beauregard, straight up to the north. We're gonna hit the states of northern aggression. Gonna get all those Yankees on this side.
How?
By being honest, by being truthful with these.
About what?
Just got to cross that Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
About
when they literally disagree with you on everything, how are you going to get
them?
Who is who?
You're talking about liberals in big cities. That's what you're talking about.
Talking about the people that you aren't going to, the majority of people.
I'm heading up there. I said the Shreveport.
And so, no, what are you going to actually do to get them on
people
your side?
Over there, wearing hands going in the air.
Because everything you talked ear. About is basically right. You have minority vote on everything. So how are you going to
actually
expand?
You keep talking in terms. You're talking in terms of everybody in this country. When I'm talking
not
about.
Not everybody, just the majority.
I'm talking about voters.
These three words when you're voting in the booth. Robert E. Beauregard.
I'm going to get people off the couch and into the voting booth like in droves you've never seen before.
Okay.
You're talking about people that have voted in the past and what they've seen. But what they see a man come out of the woodwork that have ideas that may seem inappropriate or in the minority, more and more people will understand and say, hey, there's someone I can look to. There's someone that represents the truth and the light and the resurrection, and they will vote Beauregard.
Okay, wow.
You're so silly. All we're doing is tapping our glasses at this
you're
point.
You're so silly. All we're doing. Stonewall, I
Heather, you seem to be taking this awfully
gonna
seriously.
No one's going to vote for you. That's all I know about this campaign.
Would you vote for him if he shared his
even close. It doesn't even matter what you say. What was it, though?
The head of my campaign team is paid quite well.
Aw, well, good Mario.
I just have one final question. Are you related to Violet Beauregard from Willy Wonka or not?
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
She's your niece?
Vote
well,
for the blueberry.
You just got five more votes, because I'm sure someone's related to that fucking actress.
Loompa doopity-doo.
When you use curse words, you demean yourself and your cause.
Aw, look, you're beautiful, Stonewall.
Thank you.
You're beautiful.
Take your beautiful little person back to some hick
I want my
convenience
turkey leg.
Store
Where is
that
Jason?
I'm sure someone will enjoy listening to you at.
Taking forever.
Mr. Robert E. Beauregard.
I just hope that everybody here hears my message. The people listening to the show garner support. They go to www.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's got to do his plug.
Yeah, go to www.stonewallestonewallestonewall.com and please put
that's
in your
a
vote.
Lot of Stonewalls.
That's the only URL available.
Really?
To my knowledge.
Well, because you're a fucking idiot. That's why. Yeah.
I also chose the would you rather scenario in which I had to listen to Michael Jackson talk about diddling children.
Diddling. It makes it sound okay.
Southern. It's a southern word. Diddling.
Sure.
You know, crackling.
What's it mean up
diddling,
here?
Diddling.
Keep going.
It's anything with an N and an apostrophe. That's a southern word.
Well, I think my time's about up, but if you want to get into more issues, I'd be more than happy to.
No, I think if
go to my website.
I think you've pressed enough of intern Heather's buttons.
Right. I think. She is about ready to knock you out, and
hopefully your mama didn't say to do so.
But I wish you all the luck. Maybe
I don't need luck when I've got the truth.
If maybe
Heather,
maybe we'll have you over. Maybe
Stop
we'll have you back
instigating.
On. Come November.
Come November.
If you're still in the running,
if you even make it,
if
to
you
November.
Haven't been assassinated,
exactly.
If, oh. You know what? If you're not, if you don't have assassination
Was
threats on
threat?
Your head, you're
not
doing
a
something
threat,
wrong.
But just a maybe perceptive. Viewpoint of how
okay.
someone
it wasn't a threat.
Him.
Stonewall, thank you very much.
The
show.
I feel as though I have been bum rushed.
No, I came
here to
don't
promote.
Call it a bum rush.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna take my leave now. Heather, I hope to talk to you after the show about this campaign position. I think you'd be great, A.
Can you go ahead and plug your website one more time?
It's Stonewall, Stonewall, E, Stonewall, Beauregard, Stonewall.com.
All right, and
I would be great at it, but
thank you very much.
I don't want it.
We'll consider it.
All right, well, thank you very much. Much, Stonewall. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Woo!
Woo!
Back to the campaign trail.
Woo-da-doo-da-doo. Oh, my Lord. Well, why don't you go ahead and do the...
Take your complimentary IBWIP beer cozy here. And yeah, okay. So, moving on.
Heather, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
She's tied her hair in knots over there. Okay, episode 206, Facebook Vortex, it's now available. And episode 207, hashtag rename Jason, is also available. And 209, our next episode, inevitably titled Cacophony of Flatulence. You know you're going to want to hear that one.
I wouldn't even be able to say that right.
That's why you're not reading it.
Oh, hey, where's my turkey leg, Jason?
Hey,
he snuck in.
How'd the fair go?
It's in my back pocket.
Awesome.
You missed the most ignorant man of all time.
He had nothing but pleasant things to say about you outside. No.
So, as Blake would say, the cacophony of flatulence is available on Friday, July 31st.
And Blake.
What?
When Blake.
Beauregard?
No. You said as Blake would say, like I have my own language.
You said you couldn't pronounce it correctly.
Well, I couldn't.
Yeah, so that's why I said cacophony.
You have to fucking point it out, though.
Oh, okay. Well, you pointed it
out. Well, I pointed it out. There's no need to point it out.
I just brought it up again. Okay.
It's like an octopus of wrong words.
And don't forget, Friday, July 24th, it's Amelia Earhart Day.
Heather's going to hate this.
The first woman to what? To crash into the Atlantic? Way to go. I can grab a broad off the street and have her crash an airplane. Why not celebrate Ruth Handler instead, the creator of the Barbie doll and Anorexia Nervosa?
It's funny. She doesn't like that at all.
No, it's second. She's second like, half eh, is true.
I thought we weren't going blue as
Amelia,
much, but whatever.
No, Amelia Earhart did make a flight across the Atlantic fastest.
And she didn't lose a baby in the process.
Did you really?
Charles Lindbergh, where's your baby?
Did she really lose
no,
a baby?
No, I said, and she didn't lose a baby.
Ah.
A Lindbergh baby was kidnapped. Amelia Earhart, she didn't have a kid, but if she did, she would have kept it in tow. Would have been the first baby to make the flight.
Kept it in her toe?
Yeah, kept it in tow.
Right in her toe.
Right in tow.
She had a little toe lip.
Not a camel toe, Blake. It's not what I was meaning.
That's awful.
All right, also Wednesday, July 29th, it's National Lasagna Day. Hey, Jason, you're a big wet noodle. Maybe we should call you lasagna.
Hey. Hey.
You're Garfield's favorite food.
I hate Mondays.
Don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, or we'll lose our fishing license and then nobody can eat. And
doop da doop da do.
What's supposed to happen after that? A gunshot?
Yeah.
Cowabunga.
Yeah.
I had to go back and listen to that one again.
Yeah, it's on. Hey, look us up on P-Vision on YouTube. Look up episode something or other. And,
just type in episode something.
Yeah, it's on there. The Woot-a-doot-a-doo, the Buck Brothers interview. It's good stuff. All right, so if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes. Tell a friend. It really does help support the show and helps Blake sleep better at night.
Yay. Yeah. When I got home from work, I had to take a big, huge shower.
That's next episode. We're not flatulating right now.
And I put on women's deodorant.
Ooh. pH balanced.
I don't know. It was white. I don't do white very well, like the white stick stuff. It makes my armpit break out. I have to use the gel. And I guess it was still packed from our camp and stuff. So I'm kind of itchy right now, but yet I feel...
feminine?
Feminine. I feel like I got to talk
about that. By feminine.
You're glowing like a
you.
Woman.
Thank you. What do you guys think of the beard? Here's the thing. This is the most facial hair I've ever had in my whole life.
What's Molly think
really?
Of it? That's the important question.
No, we're not taking into that consideration.
Hold on. What do you like? What do you think about it?
I think it needs trimmed up. I think it looks a little scraggly.
I trimmed mine before I came over because I wanted to be camera ready.
Thanks. Yeah. But I this is the way I feel about it. I feel it looks kind of scraggly. I know that if I trim it up, it's not going to be as long.
That makes sense.
But but I feel like I've invested so much time in it that to take it off, I feel like I would be letting myself down.
How much time have you invested
in, you don't have
in
nice
letting it grow? Just on here. Just, you know.
This right here?
Because
yeah.
You're obviously...
Like a month, right?
I hope you're shaving the rest of this.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, that's very awkward.
3 months.
That's 3 months?
So What you need to do, though, is... What you need to do is you need to trim the ends, though. Because regardless of how much you're growing all of it, if you don't trim the ends and keep them nice and even, like I see some stragglers,
it does,
you know.
It does go to one.
Yeah, just making sure it's trimmed, because if you don't, then like they're going to get split, and then you'll have bad ends, and then you won't have like a
you're
nice
not wanting
look.
To go as far as my sales associate at the store, and like you let it grow so long you braid it and have like a really long beard. No.
Does that do anything for you, Heather? You like guys who do that?
Braid their beard.
You braid your hair.
Does that tone tell you anything?
Yeah. I'm an
feel
expert.
About someone braiding
this
their
I'm
beard.
An expert at tones.
I mean, unless you're gentlemen. Fucking Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Is this residual interview anger?
No.
Okay.
No, but I do think, like, no, I'm not interested in people braiding their beard. I mean, if they look good with it, then, I mean, it's basically what's ever good for whoever it is, you know? They have to present it in a way that makes sense to me. And then If it makes sense, then I can be okay with it. That, I think you should trim it.
Okay.
But I don't think it looks bad at the length that it's at. If anything, I think it could. I think it could be better a little shorter.
If
though, I don't think it does anything
mine
for you.
Keep growing, it would have been a lot. I don't want to go the big E route and have like the big bushy beard. That doesn't work for my look. So like I have to keep things kind of
You look good with what you have
and close.
Yeah. You've obviously created a look, and it looks very nice.
Thank you, I appreciate
You've
that.
You've created your own look. It's called vitamin D. All right, well, folks, thank you very much for tuning in to another gripping episode of Burns IP. Get that gripping episode. Blah blah blah. It's been fun. It's been. I've had joy. I've had fun. I've had seasons in the sun. I've enjoyed it.
That's a song.
It is by Terry Jacks.
Oh shit. Oh, anyway, I scratched that. Heather, are you okay?
I am so okay.
Okay. Do you not want me to have?
No, I feel really bad.
Keep that Beauregard
guy
off the show.
Exactly. But that's why I would act toward a if a political candidate comes on here I don't agree with him, and I want to ask big questions that really go to the heart of what he's saying, and if he's not actually, either if he's not saying things that make sense, or if he's not saying things that the general public of America agrees with, then you have to call him out every single time.
Okay.
You have to hit him hard right where it is, and... If he's an idiot,
nuts.
You have to say so.
You would have hit him in the nuts.
In the testicles.
I wouldn't physically hurt anyone.
Wow.
Really? We would never date.
Pacifist
too? We would never date then. I like a good spanker.
One of many reasons.
you're young enough to be my daughter. No. But thank you very much for being on again this evening. You did a fabulous job. Dustin, guest host.
What's up?
Laid on him.
How did you enjoy yourself this evening?
Fun as always.
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 You know, a girl has never said that to me.
I'm not a girl. So a girl has still never said it to you.
Keep the streak going.
Maybe that's been my problem. Maybe
you're a gay guy.
Maybe I'm a gay guy.
Maybe you like dudes.
You do look cute. You do look cute. But thank you very much for
Totally.
Another wonderful time.
I'll see you like in 2 months.
Oh, it won't be that.
I hope it'll be shorter than that.
I'm firing Jason pretty soon, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Jason, thank you very much as always. I'm sorry you had to leave the show for a while, but you know it's the old English fair. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What did you do?
What are you going to do?
I went and bought a bottle of Old English. I cleaned up a lot of my furniture at home. All the little scuffs and scrapes came right out, and I had a turkey leg in the process.
All
right.
Well, thank you very much for all your hard work.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. And thank you to the listener.
Just one?
Barry.
I'm trying to be
individual. You're keeping it personal.
Yeah, I'm keeping it personal.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't think there was literally only one listener.
All the six listeners think they're the one listener we're talking about.
I want them to have the illusion that we only do this show for him or her.
Shim.
So thank you, everybody, and let's bring it home with another mystery tag and head on out of here. Heather, do what you do when you do so well.
Want to beat the heat this summer? Cool off by picking up one of our IBWIP beer koozies or cover your entire body with our IBWIP cooling pads, also known as stickers.
Good night, folks.
But not all winners.
I have an IBWIP beer koozie.
Yeah, you took it to Chicago.
Yes, I did. I went to the Joliet Motor Speedway, and I represented... among the rednecks, when I got a literal redneck, because I did not use sunscreen, and I got burnt the fuck up.
Oh, they're hugging it out.
Oh, hugging it out, Beauregard. America.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.